Right now, though, well, normally she would have just finished a bulletin. She would have just handed back to me. She would have just have done the weather forecast, Susanna Leataua. But unfortunately, Susanna is, well, it's not unfortunate. She's decided to work from home so she can take care of her dad. And she's on the line now, I think. Hi there, Susanna.
Hi, Brian. It's most peculiar to be on the end of the phone, I have to say, but I'm delighted. Thank you.
It is. But still, how is home life day one? Was it a bit strange in the afternoon thinking I'm supposed to be here?
That's exactly how it was. Isn't it strange? Because we're so, I mean, I love my job, and it came as a surprise that I could actually stay at home and work from home, except I'd have to forfeit reading the bulletins. And so today, at every given time that I have, you know, my own routine to get ready and get in the car and get to work and put on my makeup and do all of those things that I do with Checkpoint, at every single moment, I wasn't doing those things. And it's very strange. Like, my body was actually saying, you're supposed to be somewhere, you're very late. And that very peculiar feeling of thinking you've forgotten something.
Where is
it's just immediate change.
Where is home at the moment, Susanna?
Oh, I'm standing right this moment in Onehunga, where I'm staying with my father. Yeah, and so I'm looking out at Onehunga Mall, which is very, very quiet. There's one car's just arrived. He and I take turns looking out the window to give a report to each other on the
really
activity. Yeah.
How's your dad?
Really quiet.
How's your dad doing?
He's doing great. The challenge for me was that he's 84 years old and he's about to have his fourth surgery on an injury that he has, and he's making this great recovery. But it's a very tentative moment that we don't want to have interrupted any more or any further if we can help it by what's unfortunately happening to us all. So, yeah, it's about keeping him safe. But he's in great spirits, which is really cool. Yeah.
Have you been out for a walk today?
I actually haven't, which is, I guess, a confession I have to make. So when I hear everyone saying that how far can they go and all the rest of it, I keep thinking, gosh, I really do need to get outside. And I thought I'd speak with you and then put on my jacket and go for a wander around the block.
Oh, that's a great idea. It's getting dark in Wellington at 8, so I'm assuming Auckland's getting darker a bit earlier than us.
That's exactly right.
Or about the same, probably.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's a beautiful dark sky. And what can I say? We've had rain today, we've had wind, and now it's incredibly still. And yeah, it's not eerie. It's actually quite lovely because you can feel everyone around you. That's the sense that I have anyway. Can feel everyone inside their homes, and that's a nice feeling.
It is a nice feeling. I was thinking about that too, even as I was riding home from work last night through the city and thinking, well, it's quiet on the streets, very quiet, but there'll actually be more people around me probably than there often are on a Thursday night, because there'll be people out of town, people away, but right now in the suburbs, everyone is home.
Exactly. Dad's thrilled for the company because usually at night he's got me on the radio, but now he actually has me in person. And so we were just talking about that sense of company. And I just sort of want to take a moment, because living here in Onehunga, I just want to acknowledge some work that the council's been doing to support the population of people who sleep roughly, sleep outside, sleep in the gardens in different parts of this area. And there's been quite an effort to make sure that they're inside. So, yeah, just want to acknowledge that.
That's because actually I think I got a text from a listener last night saying, okay, most people are all at home, but what about the homeless? Where do they go?
That's right, and I think it's a real question that many of us have, and or if not all of us. And I know, because maybe people also need to know how you and I work together when I'm not on the radio. Because this will be one of the questions that we'll have someone on next week to talk with you about and
yeah.
Give us some information.
Yeah, that's right. You
you
found...
want to tell them what I did?
Oh,
when
yeah.
I'm on the
well, that's no, that's fine, because you're going to be helping to produce, provide material for Nights, and I'm assuming there'll be probably other programs that they're going to be dipping into your talents as well.
Well, yes, we're all just ready, aren't we? And so the idea that I'm getting to work from home, I just want to report that another car has appeared in front, because Where I'm staying with my dad, we look out onto a couple of banks and their ATM machines. So we know that we're in probably one of the most active parts of the street at the moment.
Two cars.
Two cars
at Unihanga Mall.
Yes, but only one person at the ATM, so we don't have to worry about measuring people's distance. Because isn't that, I mean, how are you finding that? Like, I keep thinking 7 feet or 2 metres is me lying down between the person, whoever it is, and myself.
Yes.
And then a little bit extra.
Yes, that's a good way of thinking about it. I just have in this in my head, 2 metre Peter. Which is actually named after a New Zealand cricketer who was pretty much 2 metres tall, Peter Fulton. And I just think 2 metre Peter. So I think of him how tall he was when he played his cricket and think, well, that lying down is how far away I have to be from people, 2 metre Peter. And what I saw today as I was riding into work was at my local dairy, there were people queued in because they're obviously the owners of the dairy are rationing how many people go in, are in at any one time, and they must have reached what they thought was a safe maximum inside the building. So they had people waiting outside, and here was this queue, and the queue had each person more than 2 metres apart stretched down the road. It was only about maybe 6 or 7 people, but of course it took up a lot more space than normal. And there was something rather quite delightful and charming about that. I gave them the wave, and some of them waved back.
Well, there's two things I want to say to that. One is that that's great effort, and the other is, yes, waving. Now, I've been waving at people, and people have been waving back. And I think to myself, 2 days ago, I wouldn't have done that, and they wouldn't have done that either. So that's a good sign,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I got it.
Because I think that we've... Oh, sorry.
No, you carry on.
Well, I think we've got suddenly this whole host of new behaviours to learn. And if you're on Facebook, there are sort of different tips that I've been receiving on Facebook. But I'm always really keen to understand how people are coping when they go to the supermarket. Or I read a great tip last night, if you are an essential worker, which is what I was yesterday, but differently so today, a great tip is to put your cell phone in a plastic bag when you take it to work and keep it inside that plastic bag. And then when you come home, shake it out of that plastic bag and discard that plastic bag. And that way you're still going to clean the cell phone, but you're not going to be doing it as many times as I was finding myself doing it these past few days.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Just a wee tip. Wee tips.
Thanks for that. What are you planning on doing tomorrow and Sunday?
Well, it's such a good question, but I've got a couple of art projects, and one of them actually involves my dad. Because about 6 months ago, I had members of my family in a village in Samoa weave some bolasisi, which are the traditional blinds. And Dad and I have been trying to find a moment for him to show me how to weave them together. And so that moment has arrived.
That sounds lovely, Susanna. Susanna, it's been lovely talking with you. And
you too.
Well, thanks for helping out with Nights next week. Looking forward to some of the material you're going to get for the show. And have a lovely time with your dad.
Thank you very much. I just want to add one little quick thing, because when I'm not reading the news, when I'm not supporting you on Nights, I'm supporting Karen Hay on Lately. And so we're revving up the Lately Facebook group.
Ah, yes.
And so that'll be something else that will have activity coming, since Karen and I are both working from home. So we're busily bringing that together. So maybe if you can have a chat with you once that's all going. There are a few really nice things that are going to be appearing in there.
Yeah, and I'd like to actually, I want to do this with Karen next week. I'm assuming she'll be available, because she's probably not going anywhere at the moment.
No, but you'd be surprised how busy we all are now that we've found that we can be busy at home too.
Thanks, Susanna.
Thank you so much. I'll let you go. All the best.
Have a lovely evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye now.
That's Susanna Leataua.